recently concluded parliamentary elections in Eswatini does not mean anything, because those who have been elected will not have the powers to form a government, because in Eswatini, parliament is subjected to the authority of the king. MPs does not have powers to hold the executive accountable, but then they are forced to submit to the authority of the king, which is an absolute monarchy. So there's nothing that we can expect from the recently elected members of parliament.
I listened to King Mswati III during his speech at the just concluded UN General Assembly, and he defended the Eswatini system of democracy, saying that the people believe in it and is based on the tradition of the country. What do you think?
King Mswati was not telling the truth when he said the people are happy with the system. As you might be aware, people recently protested demanding democratic reforms, which means they want to have the powers to form the government. As the situation stands in Eswatini, the people does not have the powers to form a government. They only elect individual MPs who, once they arrive in parliament, they don't have the powers to form a government. They are then forced to submit to the authority of the king. So the whole system in its entire form seeks to legitimize dictatorship, because those who are elected are then subjected to the authority of the absolute monarchy.
Zueli, I saw the results that came out that two journalists have supposedly won their seats. What do you make of the journalists who ran for their seats and won?
Thank you, James. In principle, let me first congratulate them, because these are my colleagues. I've been working with them for some years in the media, and now they'll be members of parliament. But as I've just mentioned, they won't change anything. They will just get salaries and enjoy a good life as members of parliament. And if they are lucky, they will be elected into cabinet. But if they are not, they'll continue to serve in the legislature. But we don't expect anything from them in terms of influencing democratic reforms. But what we can expect from them, maybe they can influence development in their areas if they can, but not in terms of influencing political decisions that seeks to change the system of governance in Eswatini.
Mr. Editor, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.